reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the second hour of Govern America. Roger Mundy is here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 24th of May, 2014, as we move rapidly through the broadcast today. And, you know, earlier we were talking a little bit about national security and, well, really more specifically, homeland security as it's become today. And I wanted to share with you some information that's developing right now. We've been telling you folks for years, literally years on this broadcast, about the dangers of the Mexican drug cartels and the dangers that is being playing out on our border, and how this has become a situation that's really spiraling out of control. And in fact, the drug cartels have made their way into the United States. They're operating throughout the United States now. And this is something that I believe has been allowed to happen. Certainly, Eric Holder, Fast and Furious program, you don't hear very much at all, if anything, in the major press about that anymore. Cheryl Atkinson, who was very much a bulldog on the subject, has been forced out of CBS News because she insisted on following up on the story and continuing to report on it, that and Benghazi. And now we see more and more signs that this Mexican drug cartel operation going on, we're starting to see the kind of the same type of things happen over here on this side of the border that we were seeing, that we've been seeing for a long time on the opposing side of the border. And that is, you know, the most recent thing, of course, being from KHOU, border residents fear message on mysterious billboards. They say El Paso police are investigating two mysterious billboards that appear just off I-10, each with a mannequin hanging from a noose. Mike Mons, regional director of Lamar Outdoor Advertising, says it's not an advertisement. The first vandalized billboard off I-10 had Plato o Plomo in large black letters, which translates into silver or lead. It is usually a warning targeting police or government officials in Mexico. The warning: work with a cartel and take a bribe or get a bullet. The hanging mannequin was dressed in a suit and tie. This symbol has historically been used by Mexican drug cartels to threaten or intimidate Mexican citizens, business owners, and government officials. However, we have experienced this in El Paso, said police in a statement released to the media. One resident said maybe the problems in Juarez are coming over here. And then they quote other people, other passersby who saw the mannequin hanging there. The point is, folks, as we've had already beheadings, we talked about that beheading near the Hollywood sign. This is something that I'm afraid, my concern is, as time goes by, these types of events are going to become more and more frequent, and we're already seeing them. This should be something, you know, and what is the U.S. concerned about? They're concerned about droning Americans. Reuters reports, U.S. to disclose legal justification for drone strikes on Americans. Do you see the betrayal here? U.S. government will disclose its legal justification for the use of drones against U.S. citizens suspected of terrorism, a senior Obama administration said on Tuesday. The U.S. Solicitor General has made the decision not to appeal a federal appeals court decision in April regarding the release of a redacted memorandum spelling out the justification for the policy, said the official. Anyway, the point is, this is, you know, we have become the enemy at a time when Mexican drug cartels, other dangers exist, real dangers, genuine dangers. It's the Al-Qaeda boogeyman and the American people as potential domestic and foreign terrorists.
Well, and Darren, I got to say, too, when you were talking about the deconstructing of the of American system, of American values, of American tradition, think of this, too, concerning the cartels. We started decades and decades ago saying, oh, addiction is a disease. And then we started with, let's legalize drugs. Now we have legalized marijuana. What we're doing is we are legalizing the operations of these cartels. We've got the cartels now just moving into California and picking up, you know, plots of land and growing their products.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is legalizing the black markets. And it's this just same insanity.
Well, in the meantime, we're continuing, you know, you've written a lot about bird flu and various pandemics, Nancy, as an excuse for martial law. We started the broadcast off with the martial law type drill going on in Tampa, one of many such drills that happened all across America. USA Today reported on the bird flu experiment's posed threat, researchers warn. Harvard and Yale researchers called Tuesday for an end to animal research into bird flu, worrying that the virus could escape and trigger a global pandemic. You know, these types of things, and folks rushing out vaccines against these types of things, they have already, under the Bush administration, made it to the point where people can't sue the pharmaceutical companies if these vaccines become damaging. You know,
by the way, Darren, that H1N1 vaccine, also, and the people who were vaccinated saw a 700% increase in sterility. Thank you, Bill Gates.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's a good humanitarian, isn't he? So, anyway, moving along here, we also have situations, information, you know, weather modification is certainly something that we talk a lot about on this broadcast, or as it's being called today, by them, geoengineering. Now, I understand that HAARP is being dismantled. They're talking about doing this now. Which is really quite interesting. I think, really, my honest opinion, I think HAARP is probably obsolete, and this is why there's no use for it anymore. But there was
Darren, there are the HAARP systems now, at least according to patents, are now operational through satellites.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I believe that they do have the satellite technology now, so HAARP is no longer. It's no longer an issue, but they had a hearing on Capitol Hill, and I want to play a little bit of this hearing. The first voice you're going to hear is Lisa Murkowski. She's addressing a question to Arati Prabhakar. Now, keep in mind, Arati is the director of DARPA. In case you don't remember who Arati is, she used to work for the same venture capitalist who backed Solyndra. Okay? So just to give you a little idea about her, credentials. Anyway, she's asking... Murkowski's asking her to give a background on what HAARP does. Now, notice she kind of evades the question.
I wanted to ask a couple questions here about HAARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Several of you at the table have a little bit of a piece here. As you know, this is located up in Alaska. It's currently funded by the Air Force Research Lab. It was formerly funded by the Office of Naval Research. One of the prime customers is DARPA. which is currently running experiments at the facilities here. So questions to several of you this morning. I'm told by the president of the University of Alaska that the Air Force has pulled its support for the facility, and they're taking steps to demolish it or take it down this summer. He's making the argument that there is opportunities for us. And
I'll finish this after the break. We have to take the break. I was afraid that was going to happen. So we'll take a quick time out in a few minutes. We'll be back in a moment and continue to talk about HAARP and other things here on Govern America with Roger Mundy, Nancy Levant, and I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment on RBN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. As we continue here, ran afoul of the clock during that last clip. And so we were talking about HAARP and the fact that they're working on, they're saying that they're going to dismantle it now. And, of course, our belief here is that it's no longer needed because it's kind of obsolete. They have satellite technology in place now to do what they want to do. And, in fact, that's what one of the Air Force people say as we going to play the audio here in a moment. But first, I was playing some a question from Lisa Murkowski. She's a senator there on Capitol Hill, as they had a meeting this, I believe, this past week on the subject of HAARP. And this is what she had to say. She was questioning, again, Arati Prabhakar, the director of DARPA, on the subject of HAARP. And she asked the question, what exactly does it do?
I'm told by the president of the University of Alaska that the Air Force has pulled its support for the facility, and they're taking steps to demolish it or take it down this summer. He's making the argument that that there is other opportunities for us, and is trying to find a path where the university might be able to take title to the facility. I'd like to start with you, Dr. Prabhakar. I understand that a lot of folks here on the committee probably don't understand what HAARP does. I think most Alaskans don't really know what HAARP does or why the agency is involved in it. So a very brief explanation and then a more direct question. Would you be disappointed or would you lose something if HAARP were to go away?
Senator Murkowski, as I think you know, one of our programs has been using the HAARP facility for the research that it's pursuing. And my understanding is that we did get value out of that interaction.
And what is that research?
The P in DARPA is projects, and we're not in the business of doing the same thing forever.
And what is that same thing that you're doing?
Very naturally, as we conclude that work.
What is the work?
We're going to move on to other topics. So it's not an ongoing need for DARPA, despite the fact that we had actually gotten some good value out of that infrastructure in the past.
Yeah. Okay. So she never addresses the issue. We've done research, but we're not going to tell you anything about it. We've had projects, but we've got value from the projects, but we're not going to elaborate on what those projects were, and we're not saying anything, basically. I mean, so she jumps to the second part of the question, but she doesn't ever address the first. Now, Murkowski then turns to the Air Force reps there, and in particular, David Walker, who's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Science, Technology, and Engineering.
To Dr. Walker and Mr. Schaefer, then, Dr. Walker, your agency is currently running the facility. I've mentioned that it's our understanding through the president of UAF that the plans are to move forward and demolish the facility this summer. So the question to you is that accurate? Can you explain why? And then perhaps to both you and Mr. Schaefer, is there any benefit in exploring a potential relationship with the University of Alaska to perhaps take over the HAARP?
Yeah, thank you, Senator. The Air Force has gotten great value out of HAARP in the past. We took it over from the Navy and managed it and actually did a number of experiment campaigns up there and have finished our work that we're interested in doing up there. We've moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HAARP was really designed to do, was to inject energy into the ionosphere, be able to actually control it. But that work has been completed.
Okay, did you catch that? I want to play that part again.
We've moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HAARP was really designed to do, was to inject energy into the ionosphere, be able to actually control it.
We've moved on to other ways of controlling the ionosphere. So in other words, HAARP is obsolete, and this is why they're dismantling it. Now, finishing up real quick with this hearing thing.
The Air Force has maintained the site for other government agencies to use for several years now. And with DARPA completing their project, that's our last government customer that we have in the site. We have put out a call government-wide for other agencies that had interest in managing the site or are taking it over, and including going out to academia and seeing if there was any interest there. We have gotten interest from the university in Fairbanks. However, the The interest we have is that they will run it if we fund it, which is unfortunately in this fiscal environment we're in right now, this is not an area that we have any need for in the future and don't see that it would be good use of Air Force S&T funds in the future. So our position has been that if there's not somebody who wants to take over the management and the funding of the site, then the Air Force has no future need, and that we do plan to do a dismantle of the system in the future after we make appropriate notifications.
When you say in the future, do you anticipate that it would be this summer then, or would there perhaps be more time for the university to try to figure something out?
We would prefer to start this summer. We would like to get the critical equipment out of the site before the winter. The harsh winter in Alaska does lead to a very costly winterization to maintain the site, and we'd like to avoid that if we can.
Okay. Mr. Schaefer, if you have any comments on that?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. So I'm torn on this because my background is as an atmospheric scientist, and I think the facility is just a world-class facility. That said, we've worked very hard with the Air Force, with the Office of Science and Technology Policy over the last 18 to 24 months to find another sponsor for this, because it really, as you've heard the other people at the table, we, the department, have gotten the research value out that we need for the facility. We've also worked with University of Alaska Fairbanks to get some other person to pick up the long-term, just pure scientific research that HAARP offers the promise of. But with all the other issues and problems and challenges facing the department at this time, we just don't see that investment over a long-term period is where we would prioritize our investment. So we've been working with other agencies, trying to get agencies like National Science Foundation, Department of Commerce, who runs the National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration, to pick up the HAARP facility. No one else wants to step up to the bill, ma'am.
Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. HAARP being dismantled, obviously obsolete. You heard the man? They have other ways of controlling the ionosphere. So there you go. Owning the weather in 2025, ladies and gentlemen, is not dead. It's alive and well. The technology has advanced since HAARP was put into place, and they're moving on to other things, other ways of other means of controlling the atmosphere. And that's the bottom line. All this is very important because they're putting the full court press right now upon the American people to go for this carbon tax. I mean, they've really ratcheted up the propaganda campaign in the media now. NBC is just going nuts on this issue. And Obama was recently in Chicago, and he was saying, well, you know, it's really kind of hard to talk about global warming right now since you just got out of your coldest winter in recent history. You know, and when we come back from the break, we've got audio. Yes, that's right. If there's any global warming, it means that Paul Ehrlich's pond has thawed. That's right. This little scumbag alarmist is back again. And wait till you hear what he has to say. Unbelievable. Why does anybody take this guy seriously? I mean, every prediction he's had has failed, and yet he's still making them. Stay with us, folks. Bottom of the hour break. We'll continue here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Govern America. Roger Money's here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. Before the break, we were talking about the HAARP facility being dismantled and the fact that the global warming alarmists, not the least of which are the one that's in the Oval Office among the other administrative officials, tyrants wannabe, are pushing this full, they're doing the full court press again on this whole global warming thing. We just got out of one of the worst winters in recent history, many decades, probably you know, where we have record ice, record snowfall, record cold temperatures, broken everywhere. And now that things are starting to warm up a little bit, because, hey, it's spring. That's what things do in the spring. And yet, we have these scumbag alarmists who are pushing this agenda of a carbon tax down your throat. And Paul Ehrlich, who is the Stanford University biologist, who's famous for his widely debunked book, The Population Bomb, who made a bunch of failed predictions, you know, he's back again talking about, oh, how bad overpopulation is, and oh, how it's all going to lead to every one of us with a shortage of food. And, you know, here's his breathless prediction on the Huffington Post.
If people had stopped growth of the human population back around 2 or 3 billion people, we wouldn't have to eat so much meat, and we wouldn't have to eat so much, and we wouldn't be wrecking the planet as much. We would be doing something because of our style. But I pretty much stay away from red meat, and I eat some chicken and I eat some fish. And among other things, it's easier to stay healthy that way. And I, if we hunted, then I would say I care even less. In other words, hunting is something that animals do and we do, and the cruelty of killing an animal is if it's not you, it's somebody else that kills it, or they starve to death in terms of hunting. So the having millions of cows standing around in their own feces is a really bad thing. And we ought to stop that. But what's sadly happening is it's getting worse.
Do you suspect, Paul, that in decades or centuries to come, the way that we treat animals and eat, consume them today will be looked back on as a travesty?
It's hard to say, because I don't think there's going to be the centuries to come with our kind of civilization and with the kind of ethical issues that at least some people in our civilization are concerned with. I think that the issues are probably more likely to be, is it perfectly okay to eat the bodies of your dead because we're all so hungry?
Really? It'll get that bad?
Oh, it's moving in that direction with a ridiculous speed. In other words, we're going to add between now and 45 years from now, roughly, if you believe the projections, about 2.5 billion people to the planet. That is 500 million more people than were alive when I was born. We already have close to a billion people starving. We have roughly 2 billion people who are micronutrient malnourished.
Okay, that's enough of that. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is how bad it's gotten. So bad, in fact, that the population is exploding so bad, and in climate change and global warming, that you folks are going to be eating your dead corpses. I mean, you know, of course. You know, there is one thing that needs to be pointed out here. He never bothers to talk about, you know, when you're talking about food shortages, I think we have to talk a little bit about, genetically modified foods, Monsanto, and the fact that people like Paul Ehrlich promote the growth of biofuels, which takes away valuable cropland from growing real food. Even the United Nations World Bank has come out with the reports, we've covered them in the past on the broadcast, about how these biofuels, which are promoted by little scumbag creeps like Paul Ehrlich, are causing worldwide hunger.
You know, Darren, this makes me insane. Gotta hate that man. Let me tell you, 90% of the factory farming that is taking place is to support fast food corporations. Yep. So that they've got burgers and fries and chicken McNuggets that taste exactly the same all over the world. They are the ones that have created this nightmare in our food system. And, you know, Ehrlich forgets to mention that.
Yeah.
It was never a problem. Never a problem with the food system. Messing with the weather, and they poisoned the food supply.
Yeah, go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, and that's we better not fall for this
dialectic of biofuels. There are biofuels and there are biofuels. So, for example, they use GMO corn to make this ethanol, and I say they did that in order to discredit biofuels because it takes a lot of water, and they didn't filter it right, and it clogged carburetors, and the carburetors weren't built for them. They should have had metal tubing instead of copper tubing for alcohol. But what we don't understand is that they're all kinds of biomass can be made in alcohol that's non-polluting, that is made, is even mateable on, for example, producible on farms like they used to. The Model T came out and ran on alcohol or a little switch on the dash, and you could switch to gasoline. Well, now they wanted to crush that, so they did prohibition, and Rockefeller came in and destroyed his competitors to get a monopoly on oil. And what was one thing attractive about oil is that it goes through this long refining process. So what we need to do is be very careful when we talk about biofuels, because all biofuels are not created equal. And we have to remember that the German war machine, World War II, for a long time ran on alcohol. And they were cut off from sources of oil and such. So this has to be very carefully looked at and not fall for this propagandist mouthpiece for like the carbon tax and all the rest, right, when he puts a blanket condemnation on biofuels. So,
and it's land confiscation. It's land and water control.
Yeah, you know, one thing that really bothers me here, too, is this trend to enlist the clergy into promoting this lie of global warming and this lie that we need a carbon tax. You know, CNN recently interviewed a couple of people on this subject, Reverend Mitchell Hescox and Father Edward Beck. This Carol Costello, listen to how she started her her interview here, too.
During an event honoring the 223rd anniversary of Poland's constitution last night, Defense Secretary...
Okay, that's the wrong clip. I'm sorry.
Reverend Hescox, can't we just say it like it is? Climate change deniers aren't listening to scientists, or they're not reading the Bible. They're denying global warming for purely political reasons, right?
It's going to take all of America to come together to battle it. That's why the comments of Mr. Sajak yesterday, even in sarcasm, We're hurtful, and I want to pray and lift him up, because we need to get over this angry hatredness and really turn to following the God that I know best in Christ and his love and leading us out of climate change.
Father Beck, there's a 97% consensus among scientific experts that humans are causing global warming. Now, religious leaders like Pope Francis say we have a moral responsibility to take care of the planet. You say if we don't, we're sinners. Is that right?
As we're stewards of creation, we need to care for it. This is God's gift to us. And if you abuse it, then you're really maligning that gift.
You know, it's easy to blow off comments like, you know, Pat Sajak's tweet, but tweets like that resonate among some people.
All right, we're running afoul of the clock again. Tell you what, let me stop that, and we'll continue it on the other side of the break. Yeah, you know, and by the way, folks, there is not a 97% consensus in the scientific community. There's an awful lot of climate scientists, some of which we've interviewed on this broadcast, that don't believe in anthropogenic greenhouse warming. This is another oft-repeated lie where, you know, if you repeat the lie often enough, people tend to believe it. You know, there's a whole list of climate scientists who come out against the concept, this notion of anthropogenic greenhouse warming. So don't buy into that. Don't believe the lies, the propaganda. But reading the Bible, you're not reading the Bible if you don't go along with their ideas about climate. Unbelievable. Stay with us. We'll take a time out, and we'll be back in a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back. Home stretch of this hour, one more hour to go, and what is the fastest 3 hours in talk radio? Govern America. The website, by the way, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. We were talking before the break about this, the fact that CNN, they're bringing the clergy now, certain compromised clergy officials, into this whole global warming alarmism debate. Okay, and CNN, which, you know, is it any surprise how their ratings are in the toilet more and more? I mean, they're unabashedly pushing the agenda of the controllers. Now, I want to finish this clip up real quick.
Creation. We need to care for it. This is God's gift to us. And if you abuse it, then you're really maligning that gift.
You know, it's easy to blow off comments like, you know, Pat Sajak's tweet, but
Tweets like that resonate among some people. So, Father Beck, what would you like to say to Pat Sajak?
Well, what's interesting to me is the racist, unpatriotic, how you link the two. I think the argument could be made that it is more racist to deny climate change because those being affected by it are the poor. The global poor are affected most by climate change, not the rich who can afford air conditioning and get around all the deleterious effects of climate change.
I should have set that clip up a little better, too. What they're responding to, by the way, was, the Wheel of Fortune host, Pat Sajak. He recently tweeted on Twitter that somehow climate change or global warming, something against the whole notion of global warming, and he somehow tied it to racism. So anyway, that's what they're responding to there. But the point is that they're really ratcheting this thing up in a major way.
Let me just cut in. We've heard them admit that they control the weather. They control the climate. They control the ionosphere. David Keith, who is the most public of the geoengineering scientists, has admitted publicly that weather engineering, number one, obliterates the ozone. Number two, allows the UVB radiation levels to increase by thousands of percentage points. He has admitted that the geoengineering spraying of nanoparticulate metals traps heat on the ground and melts the Arctic ice, which, of course, they want to happen because you've got five countries fighting for seabed rights to drill in the Arctic. They're doing this on purpose. They're causing a lot of planet damage. But they want us to pay for it. So they're telling us it's our fault.
Well,
the
point
whole
is,
thing.
You know, they may be trying to do this for whatever reason that they're promoting this whole idea of geoengineering. The bottom line is it's not happening. Global warming is not happening. It's clearly not. I mean, all you have to do is look and see. We've had one of the most brutal winters in this country. Now, there may be other places in the world that are heating up, but all of this is cyclical. I mean,
well,
there are things that happen.
Geoengineering causes drought, and they admit that. And, of course, that's the problem. That's the food problem. That's the water problem. But the point is they're trying to blame us.
Yeah, yeah, and they blame us for everything because it all comes back to the Hegelian dialectic, creating a problem, or in this case,
exactly,
the perception of a problem. It's not even a real problem, but engineering a perception in the minds of the people that, oh, we have a crisis here, so suddenly we have a problem to solve. And if we don't, you people are going to be eating your dead corpses. The corpses
and
of...
What about the ethical problems? People, why aren't you screaming? What about the ethical problems of tampering with the natural earth systems? Of rain, of natural rain, of natural food?
Well, if you don't have any ethics in the first place, then that's not a problem at all.
That'd be my opinion. That would be anti-biblical, if anything.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you on that.
Absolutely brilliant observation, Nancy. Wonderful. They just admitted they control the weather, then they blame the weather on us.
Exactly.
Absolutely brilliant, yes.
So anyway, all right, I'll tell you what. I want to turn a corner here. Things are going so fast here, but Parag Khanna, he's a leading global strategist, world traveler, and best-selling author, according to his website. He's managing partner of Hybrid Reality, Hybrid Reality, I guess is what it's called, a geostrategic advisory firm. He's a senior fellow at the New American Foundation, adjunct professor at Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy at the National University of Singapore. He's a visiting fellow, blah, blah, blah. But he's also tied into the European Council on Foreign Relations. And he's got a lot of other credentials, which I won't bore you with, because suffice it to say, the little...
He's a scumbag.
He's a scumbag, and he's a player. Okay? Now, why am I talking about Parag Khanna? Because he recently... actually, it wasn't so recent. It was back in July of 2009. But he gave a speech talking about the mapping the future of countries is what the speech was called. And Vicky sent me the link to this, and I thought this was very important because he covers a lot of the things that we talk about on this broadcast. And so it's really a very instructive talk that he gives at the TED conference. So I want to share with you some of what he had to say, and we'll comment as we go. The conversation that he's having here, the talk that he's giving, is about how do we change the map? How do we modify? How do we engineer things in such a way? What borders do we need to look at? And what borders need to be changed? Okay?
This is really important, ladies and gentlemen.
This gives you kind of the idea of how these globalists pieces of work actually think. Listen to how he starts his comment.
Do we live in a borderless world? Before you answer that, have a look at this map. Contemporary political map shows that we have over 200 countries in the world today. That's probably more than at any time in centuries. Now, many of you will object. For you, this would be a more appropriate map.
Now, he produces a map without borders and with many dots on it, which we later learn represent manufacturing hubs. How many times have you heard us talk about manufacturing hubs on this broadcast? Since this is a TED conference, he calls this borderless map, this clump of a borderless land, Tedistan.
In Tedistan, there are no borders, just connected spaces and unconnected spaces. Most of you probably reside in one of the 40 dots on this screen, of the many more, that represent 90% of the world economy. But let's talk about the 90% of the world population that will never leave the place in which they were born. For them, nations, countries, boundaries, borders still matter a great deal, and often violently.
Okay, here's the argument that if you want to do away with war and conflict, well, maybe you should do away with nation states and borders. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth, ladies and gentlemen. There are many ways to divide people. You can divide them by race, by tribe, by religion, by region. Each division represents potential for conflict, of course. But, you know, of course, he doesn't bother to tell you that. Now, notice the arrogance in this next statement.
Now, here at TED, we're solving some of the great riddles of science and mysteries of the universe. Well, here's a fundamental problem we have not solved. Our basic political geography. How do we distribute ourselves around the world?
How do we distribute ourselves around the world? It's more like how do we micromanage populations of the world? This is how these globalist monsters see themselves. That is somehow their place to manage everything everyone does and everyone where everyone lives. Now, this hubris continues.
Now, this is important because border conflicts justify so much of the world's military-industrial complex. Border conflicts can derail so much of the progress that we hope to achieve here. So I think we need a deeper understanding.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up with that. We got to take a break here real quick. We'll pick this up in the next hour. Later on, we'll open up the phone lines, but I do want to get through some of this because I think this is very important. I think you folks need to pay attention to what the other side, the globalists, the people that are pushing this plan, which this guy definitely is, you need to pay attention to what they are saying. Doesn't matter what Darren Weeks says or anybody else on the Patriot Networks. What really matters is what they say themselves, because what we're dealing with here is not conspiracy theory. The New World Order is conspiracy fact, and that's been proven time and time and time again. Anybody that tells you that you have a tinfoil hat because you're talking about the New World Order, well, you know that they're very well discredited. Hour number 3 of Govern America Straight Ahead. Stay with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.